Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a local history researcher. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history. Facts are based on research. Opinions are my own. Let's get on the road today. Who doesn't love a historic, kitsch, roadside tourist attraction like Marsh's Free Museum in Long Beach? I remember visiting on a family vacation. My brother and I loved seeing all the quirky displays. We bought seashells and Pennsylvania Dutch taffy. I made a special effort to take my daughter there for the authentic Washington experience while we stayed at a beachfront hotel with a swimming pool, the ultimate vacation for a seven-year-old. Marsh's Free Museum had its beginning in Long Beach, Washington in 1921. Wellington and Harriet Marsh opened an ice cream and candy shop. The shop was supplemented in 1930 by a hamburger stand for sightseers of the wreck of the passenger liner, the Admiral Benson. In February of 1930, in dense fog, the SS Admiral Benson was inbound to Portland. The ship ran aground near Cape Disappointment. Attempts at refloating the vessel were unsuccessful, and efforts to save the stranded vessel were abandoned. The wreck was quite an attraction. For the Marshes, it was a business opportunity. When Prohibition ended in 1933, the Marshes opened the Crawfish Tavern in Grays Harbor, which became Marsh's Tavern in Long Beach in 1935. The walls of Marsh's were lined with treasures of the world, some of these traded by customers for beer. One could find a little bit of everything. It was the start of the museum. The post-World War II boom in road travel cemented Marsh's place as a roadside attraction. Families packed into their cars and were eager to road trip. Places like Marsh's provide an eccentric charm that made the Long Beach, a peninsula, truly unforgettable. It wasn't just a place to buy a souvenir. It was a destination in itself, a testament to ingenuity and entrepreneurship. Over the years, this was the place to see an eclectic collection of antiques, natural oddities, shrunken heads, the West Coast's largest collection of seashells, taxidermy, and artifacts from coastal shipwrecks and industry. I remember the Japanese float display and desperately wanted to find one on the beach. I did not. Jake the Alligator Man was added in 1967. Jake is an alleged half-man, half-alligator creature in an apparent mummified condition in a glass case. According to Wikipedia, Jake was acquired for $750 from an antique store. That certainly was a good investment, as Jake has a cult following in the Pacific Northwest popular culture. The word free in Marsh's Free Museum is perhaps its most brilliant marketing strategy. By removing the barrier to entry, Marsh's welcomes everyone. This inclusivity draws in families on a budget, curious travelers, and those that don't go to kitschy museums. Once inside, the sheer volume and fascination of the exhibits work their spell. There is a curiosity to browse the gift shop and support the museum's continued operation. It's a testament to the fact that genuine value is a powerful business model. After all, it is still there, in Long Beach, after 105 years. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I'll try to end each episode with a quote. "We're all still kids at heart, and the road is our playground," attributed to Unknown. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another dose of local history from the History Diva.